Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But what is the Lord, what's the Lord been saying to you, Pat? I mean, what's been happening? What's God been saying?
Oh, my goodness. Last few days has just been overwhelming. I just been started reading The Torch and a Sword by Rick Joyner.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically a vision that the Lord had given him. And the Lord speaks to him in this vision.
Right.
On several occasions.
What's so cool about the vision, too, is that Bob Jones heard from the Lord that he was going to get this vision in London, I believe.
Yeah, it was in London.
And then at this particular time of the year, and so there was an encounter with God that told him he was going to have an encounter with God at this particular time with God in London. So he just kind of shows up, and all of a sudden, just like God said was going to happen, all of a sudden, this is you, the supreme organizer, right?
Oh my goodness.
And then he begins to download. It's just beautiful.
Gosh. Yeah, he's just been, it's like, and I've read this before, but it's, again, you know, it's like I've never read it. And, in chapter one, it talks about the torch, and he's talking to Jesus. Now Jesus is with him, and they're real close together. So he says, as Jesus, you know, got close to him, he said he extended this torch to him, and indicated that he should take it. And he says, "This is yours." He says, "I started this fire, but you must keep it going." And as I took the torch, I was surprised it was so light, which made me think it must be fragile.
Mm.
And then Jesus says, "It is neither light nor fragile." The Lord said, answering my thoughts, he says, it has more substance and more weight than the earth itself. He says, "This is the light of my presence. If I was not close to you, you could not hold it up. If you drift from my presence, it will become heavy. If you drift from very far from me, you will not be able to, you will have to lay it down. And then someone else will have to pick it up and carry it. It is yours to carry for as long as you stay close to me." And to me, I thought about that scripture in Matthew 11:30, where he says, "For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." And the only way it can be light is if we're close to him.
Mm, that's right.
You know, it's him that carries it. And we were talking about it this morning again in our devotion time here in the studio, and there is absolutely no way that we can do what we're doing for God without being close to him. And this whole thing speaks of abiding over and over and over again. It's in mm-hmm. him.
It's
in
almost
his
like
presence.
What he says in his word, isn't it? It's amazing. Apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing.
You can do nothing. You know, you can't hold this torch. You can't hold this thing that I've given you.
How many people does God give a grace to do something, and immediately they begin to take credit for it and begin to be like Korah and go, "Well, this is what needs to happen." It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, you think about it,
they
right?
They start peeking at their armor.
Yeah, look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
We got a book coming out, How I Did It 101.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this big light torch becomes heavy. It's like, what happened? Jesus just left, brother.
Yeah. Right. Especially when that grace lifts off of you during those times when you start peeking at yourself, or you start thinking it's you doing it, and then all of a sudden it just crushes you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you end up laying it down, and he says somebody else has to pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, if I could not face the Lord knowing that I allowed
they got
that to
your
happen.
Sword. They got, they got your torch. They got torch. Your torch.
And the torch is the presence of God.
Yeah.
I mean, that his presence. And as he's talking about that he says, you know, what you refer as to as a movement is what we refer to, what I'm talking about. When you see the torch, you're looking at a movement.
Uh-huh.
And you're hearing continually, you've heard us talk about the VFN torch, the torch newsletter, the torch, because God has spoken this, you know, Gideon and the torch for the sword for the Lord, and torch for Gideon or whatever it was called. And it's just about a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. Mm-hmm. That at first, when he first started doing it, how many people do we see, you know, that kind of see in our experiences, because we can't tell you everybody's experiences, that they're just wondering, like, you know, Pat can do that. You know, Pat can do that. And they don't have the many deaths that you died. You know, it's like, you know, I'm desperately seeking him all the time. And
exactly.
So, and all of a sudden they start touching it. And next thing you know, everything's falling apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, then you start realizing, oh my goodness, you're thinking that we're doing this.
That's right.
You're thinking that we're upholding ourselves. We're doing this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they start falling into all kinds of problems and darkness. And they remember things, journeys we've seen. It's like, you didn't rob a bank, did you? What did you do? It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. What is happening to you? And it's like, you tried to touch God's stuff without God. Mm-hmm. You tried to pick up the sword, and they're looking at it, and their first impression, and I love about Rick, he's so honest. Mm-hmm. You know, the way he looks at things, and he just talks about himself. But so as he's sitting here holding this light thing, and Jesus explained to him that it was his presence, and that's what you call him, that Jesus started moving up the beach a little bit.
Yeah, he starts walking away, and all of a sudden this thing's going. You know, it starts to crush him.
He was just walking quickly up the beach, so all of a sudden this thing,
so he walks up to Jesus.
Yeah. Because it's just started getting heavy. And understand that if what you're doing in God, if your marriage got heavy, if your family got heavy, if your business got heavy, and your ministry got heavy, and all that's ministry, that what you're doing, all of a sudden there's like dread and regret and just you know, you're tired of hearing yourself complain. I thought you had a testimony. There was some of the background back in the audience.
I was just agreeing with Pat. I'm tired of hearing.
But the thing is that, you know, where's Jesus? Did he walk off? And the thing about it, the Lord's always moving. And the sad thing is you watch God move miraculously in people's lives. Mm-hmm. You tell them, this is God. This is what he does. He does this. And they go, okay, this is great. I'm going to do exactly what you said, and I'm going to trust God. And God does everything that he says he's going to do. Then all of a sudden, people get comfortable, and they just quit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, God's not doing miracles anymore. Well, he kept moving, and you didn't move. Mm-hmm. God keeps moving. He's always been moving. And he talks about that, about since the beginning of time when the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the earth. He's been moving ever since. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The second that we become stationary is that at that point, God doesn't leave us. He just keeps moving. But it's as if he left us. But the truth is, you can leave God by going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You can leave by God by saying, I'm not going to do what you say. I'm not going to go there. I'm comfortable now. And it's amazing. All of a sudden, now everything gets heavy. Everything gets tired. Mm-hmm. All we got to do is do what Rick did. Remember what he did?
Run.
He saw Jesus walking up the beach. Yep. He had this torch that was so light that he was boasting about how light it was. Mm-hmm. He realized, I better get up. And he ran up to catch up with Jesus. And as soon as he caught up with him and got into his presence again, then it was light again. If you want your light to be life again, light again, if you want not to be drudgery anymore again, you want to get back into the presence of God. There's nothing sweeter than the presence of God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.